Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Meister Sheni Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are starting all the way at the bottom of the Amud, right at the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah, and the Vilzer's Daf is on Yotes Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Bas Biakav Meisha Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So in the Mishnah we had a Machalikas Rabbi Yudin Tanakama. What a person is supposed to do with food that was purchased with Meister Sheni funds that became Tame? Is allowed to be redeemed or not? According to Rabbi Yudin, it's not allowed to be redeemed. It has to be buried. Whereas according to the Chamim, the Tanakama, it is allowed to. So the Gemara asks, my time with Rabbi Yudin, what's Rabbi Yudin's reasoning? The answer is Kasef Rishon, like Kasef Sheni. One's only allowed to have one kasef, not two kasef. And we've had this drasha before earlier in the Masechta. This means that a person's only allowed to redeem his Meister Sheni once. So when he has his original Meister Sheni produce and he redeems it onto money, that's called kasef Rishon. Now if he wants to redeem it again, he wants to transfer the Kedusha one more time, that's not allowed to be done. That's called kasef Sheni. And that's why when he has his food that was purchased with money of Meister Sheni that became Tomei, it has to be buried because it can't be redeemed again. Now the Gemara just clarifies, Elman Made Inun Mesivin Le Mikal V'Chomer, Hu Meisiv Loin Mikal V'Chomer. Since they asked him from a Kal V'Chomer, he responded with a Kal V'Chomer. Meaning we technically have a question. Since Rabbi Yehuda has a pasuk, Kesef Rishon like Kesef Sheni is based off of a pasuk, when the Chachamim ask him, how could you say that it's not to be redeemed? We have a great Kal V'Chomer. He should have just responded, that's wonderful that you have a Kal V'Chomer, but I have a pasuk. And so the Gemara is answering, the reason why he didn't respond like that is just because he was responding in their shita. You're asking me from a Kal V'Chomer, I'll show you how your Kal V'Chomer is not valid. Moving on to the next part of the Mishnah, Tzvi Shalakha B'Kesef Meister V'Chulu. Let's say he purchased a deer with money of Meister Sheni and it died, it has to be buried. And the question is, why is that? So basically says B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Tzvi Asu Oisek Kekotche Bedek Habayis Litoin HaHamad V'Aracha. This deer that was bought with money of Meister Sheni is treated like Kotche Bedek Habayis that needs Hamad V'Aracha. We know that an animal or an item donated to Bedek Habayis, the Beis HaMikdash upkeep fund, was either used or sold. And according to the Tanakama, when it's sold, it needs Hamada and Haracha, standing and evaluation. And Rabbi Yechanan is telling us that Meister Sheni is similar to Bedek Habayis in as much that it has Kedusha's Damim. The animal itself is not Kadosh, it's just the value of it is Kadosh because it was bought with money Meister Sheni, and therefore it's just like Bedek Habayis and it needs Hamad V'Aracha. And since it's dead and it can't stand, that's what Hamad literally means, so it can't be redeemed. Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah argues that Bedek Habayis does not need Hamad and Aracha, and therefore this dead deer could be redeemed. What about a non-kosher animal that was designated to Bedek Habayis? Does it need Hamad and Aracha or no? We know that Hamad and Aracha is said in regards to a kosher animal, not in regards to a treif one. So what about Behemoth Tmeya? Amar Lehi responded to him, Yululi to Amar Rabbi Yesi B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. If not for the fact that Rabbi Yesi had said the name Rabbi Yechanan, Chaya Tahira to Una Hamad V'Aracha, then a Chaya Tahira needs Hamad and Aracha, we take out the word Eina, so then I would have thought that only a Behemoth, which is fit for a carbon, needs Hamad and Aracha, and not a Chaya, not a deer. But now that we do have the statement from Rabbi Yesi about a Chaya, that it needs Hamad and Aracha, we would say Behemoth Tmeya, Loi, that a Behemoth Tmeya does not need Hamad and Aracha. And Amar Filo says, Vatanikin, we have a breast like this. The pasuk tells us, if a non-kosher animal is designated to the Beis HaMikdash, so then he should redeem it according to its value. And what do we learn from here? That just like a non-kosher animal, at the time that it's redeemed, it's in the same state as when he was makdashit. That's because a non-kosher animal doesn't need hamad and aracha. Lamed Beis HaMikdash on the top. I'll even include a dead animal, namely, if he had a dead kosher animal that he was makdash in its state, meaning after it died, he was makdashit. That at the time of its pidyon, it has the same status as the time of when he made it kadosh, and it does not need hamad and aracha. And we might see as sha'amar hareza hektesh umesa shaloi shavas shas pidyon l'shas hekdesha. This is excluding if he was makdash an animal and then it died. So at the time he's redeeming it after its death, that's not the same as when he was makdash it because it was alive. Because when he was makdash it, since it was alive, it needed hamad and aracha. And afterwards, when it died, it did not need hamad and aracha. And so we see very clearly from the beginning of this braisa that a behemoth tmeya, a non-kosher animal, does not need hamad and aracha. And that's just like what Reb Zeira answered Reb Yirmiyah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.